Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Not a great day, however, in terms of the new shooting. Isn't it unbelievable? I mean, it can be the opening of almost every show. I mean, honestly, 14 minutes ago in Washington, D.C., a man died and three other people were hurt at a shooting at a funeral home in Northeast D.C., police said. A funeral for a homicide victim had just ended at the Stewart Funeral Home in the 4400 block of Benning Road Northeast. I have no idea where that is in D.C. But about noon, somebody shot people who were standing outside the funeral home. Metropolitan Police Chief Robert Conti said at a news conference. Here is what that news conference just moments ago sounded like. Listen.
After 12 o'clock p.m., there was a funeral being held at the funeral home behind me. The funeral had just let out around 12:17 p.m. A member of the Metropolitan Police Department was in the area very close to where you guys are standing, called out for the sounds of gunshots that had occurred in the area. Our member went to the aid of several people. So far, there were four individuals who were shot. These four people, ultimately one of those persons, a male, adult male, is deceased. In total, there were four adults who were struck by gunfire. At this point, the Metropolitan Police Department is asking for the community's help. We're asking for anyone who has information to please call us anonymously at 202-727-9099, or you may text us anonymously at 50411. At this point, it appears that several of the people who were in the block were specifically targeted. We're unsure why that is. We're unsure why these people were targeted, more or less why they were targeted at a funeral. We don't understand that. We're looking for the community's help. Our investigators are here. Our partners from the ATF are also here as well. And we will be here working for the next hour or so, trying to figure out what exactly happened here.
What exactly is happening here at a funeral? You know what it reminds me of is the very beginning of the Iraq War, when it was very much a civil war, where there were Sunnis fighting Shiites and various groups within Iraq fighting Americans and fighting other Western troops that were sent there. And people would attack each other's funerals. They would. And certainly that was true in Afghanistan before the Taliban fell. And now, of course, they've returned. And they've returned and they've been able to impose a ban on women eating outside. Which, again, you talk about bans that have just been lifted because of Prince Mohammed bin Sultan. But bans in Saudi Arabia on women driving, unless they had some male to accompany them. A ban on eating outside. Okay, and then you have in Washington, D.C., this. The chief of police there, again, his name is Robert Conti, said an officer who was nearby heard the gunshots and found that four adults had been shot. One man died. The three other victims suffered injuries that were not life-threatening. That's what the police chief said. Several people were standing in the block after the funeral, and then they were apparently targeted. The wrong side of some gang division? They could only guess. But police don't yet know why, Conti said. Police haven't identified a suspect, and investigators are still working on talking to witnesses. He called the shooting for a March homicide victim brazen. That was the shooting of the person who was being buried at the funeral. a little bit confused on that. The there's more about the Louisville shooting. And Connor Sturgeon, people had not gotten information about what kind of weapon he had. Well, you won't be surprised. Some other aspect of his killing, his murder of hope that that new rookie police officer was shot in the head and had brain surgery. I hope he survives and I hope he does better. But this is, again, the interim police chief in Louisville, who had done such a good job of expressing the sorrow and horror of those victims and that shooting. And here is a comments from today about one of the truly horrifying aspects of that killing. This is clip 3.
That's something we took it down, and was he communicating on Instagram before the
system? I will say this, that the suspect was live streaming. And unfortunately, that's tragic to know that incident was out there and captured. And so we're hopeful that we can have that incident removed, that footage removed.
Okay, the fact that it was live streaming, he wanted people to feel inspired by what he was doing, the same way that he may have been inspired by watching some other live streaming that had occurred at other notorious shootings. Oh, yeah, and how did he get his gun, and what kind of gun was it? Listen.
We have also learned that he purchased the weapon used in this tragic incident on yesterday, on April the 4th. He purchased the weapon legally from one of the local dealerships here in Louisville.
Okay, and again, somebody with apparently a history of mental illness, and the weapon was, they are reporting, an AR-15. There's a Pew study, and there's more on this, and it's very important. The number of children and teens killed by gunfire in the United States increased 50% between 2019 and 2021. Now, some of that maybe kids out of school because of the pandemic. This according to a Pew Research Center analysis of the latest annual mortality statistics from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In 2019, before the coronavirus, there were 1,732 gun deaths among U.S. children and teens under the age of 18. By 2021, that figure had increased to 2,590. That's an amazing increase. The gun death rate among children and teens, a measure that adjusts for changes in the nation's population, rose from 2.4 fatalities per 100,000 young residents in 2019, all the way up to 3.4 per 100,000 2 years later, a 46% increase. There is more. And there's a piece that is devastating under the heading, "It is not deaths of despair, it's deaths of children. The grim reality behind America's declining life expectancy. How long a person can expect to live is one of the most fundamentally revealing facts about a country," writes David Wallace Wells. And here, in the richest country in the world, the answer is not just bleak, but increasingly so. Americans are now dying younger, on average, than they used to. Breaking from all global and historical patterns of predictable improvement, they are dying younger than in any peer country, even accounting for the larger impact of the pandemic here. They are dying younger than in China, in Cuba, younger than the Czech Republic, or Lebanon. You may think this is a matter of 70-year-olds who won't live to see 80. It isn't. Increasingly, the American mortality anomaly, which is still growing, is explained not by the middle-aged or elderly, but by deaths of children. Why is that? We will get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And on the Michael Medved show, I mean, just a stunning, stunning series of numbers and revelations and news stories that are breaking, including a news story about Alvin Bragg, the prosecutor on the first 34 accusations, the 34 counts that President Trump was indicted for. That prosecutor is now suing, and he just issued a suit which is much more detailed and aggressive than his prosecution of Trump, but he launched a suit against Jim Jordan, the House Judiciary Committee chair, claiming that he was interfering with a legitimate prosecution. We will get to that. That's also breaking news. And not, it seems to me, good for Prosecutor Bragg, good for Congressman Jordan, good for President Trump, or good for the country. It's all a shame. We're talking before about the piece by David Wallace Wells about the death of children, which is increasingly the problem of the increasing American mortality rate, about the reduced life expectancy. He writes that increasingly the American mortality anomaly, which is still growing, is explained not by the middle-aged or elderly, but by the deaths of children and teenagers. One in 25 American 5-year-olds now won't live to see the age of 40. That's a death rate about four times as high for children growing up as in other wealthy nations. And although the spike in death rates among the young has been dramatic since the beginning of the pandemic, over three pandemic years, COVID-19 was responsible for just 2% of American pediatric and juvenile deaths. Firearms account for almost half of the increase. And what we're talking about here is one out of 25 kids who are 5 years old today won't make it to 40. It is unreal. If you look at a kindergarten class can be 25 kids, right? And you're talking about looking at kindergarten classes all around the country, and every one of those classes, one of those kids is going to be dead. Dead from what? From gunfire, from suicide, from car crashes, and yes, from drug overdoses. This is an appalling situation for our country. There's this also breaking from the Washington Post. The gunman who killed 5 people and injured 8 more in a shooting in downtown Louisville yesterday purchased his AR-15 rifle 6 days before he carried out the crime. Connor Sturgeon had contacted at least one person saying that he was suicidal and that he was contemplating doing harm. He also left a note behind. Representative Morgan McGarvey, Democrat, Kentucky, said in a news conference, answering a follow-up question from a reporter, the interim police chief, Chief Gwen Villaroel, declined to confirm the existence of the note. Crowell confirmed that the gunman used an AR-15-style rifle. He said authorities would not provide the other details about the shooting while the investigation was ongoing. This is, first of all, they are now revealing that one out of 20 Americans, which is, again, it's 5%, owns an AR-15 style rifle, which makes it, I mean, incredibly clear that it's anyone who thinks you are going to ban these weapons and get them removed from one out of 20 homes, that it seems to me is going to be an undertaking that is enormously difficult. However, there are still people who are buying these guns without interference, despite mental illness. In other words, would it not have been appropriate for Connor Sturgeon, before he walked out 6 days ago, or 6 days before he committed his crime, his pointless murder, which he live-streamed, wouldn't it have been appropriate that if he went into a gun store, there'd be some kind of waiting period or investigation or some kind of check as to his sanity? It is a sad situation that we're in right now. The death rate for children here in violent and premature deaths, four times the rate as in other wealthy countries. A car crash is an accidental drug overdose, which the Center for Health Statistics collates along with other accidental deaths as unintentional injuries, accounted for 18.4% of the deaths for children, young people, people below 18. And that, according to a journal of the American Medical Association essay published in March, more than twice as many kids died from poisoning, including drug overdoses, as from COVID-19. More than three times as many died of suicide as of COVID-19. More than four times as many died from homicide, that's from other deliberate killings by others, and more than five times as many died in car crashes and other transportation accidents, which began increasing during the pandemic after a long, steady decline. Data suggest that numbers in America for the death of children have been deteriorating for a long time, and they were especially scary, remembering the demographics were the best early warning on the collapse of the USSR. This may feel like hyperbole, but by the most fundamental measures of human flourishing, the United States is moving not forward but backward at unprecedented speed. And now the country's catastrophic mortality anomaly has spread to its children. The new data tell a somewhat different story. In the big picture, opioids still play a large role. Suicide contributes too. But that pattern of elevated middle-aged mortality is giving way to a growing crisis of juvenile death. And so what do we do about it? And what do we do about the threat of war and war games with China? An expert who says we have a 60% chance of fighting China within 10 years. We'll be right back with her.
Michael Medved Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. It's very personal in Louisville, Kentucky, for Mayor Craig Greenberg.
Last year, I survived a workplace shooting. And now, yesterday, I've lost a very close friend in another workplace shooting.
Police say yesterday's shooter legally bought the rifle he used to kill five and wound half a dozen others at a bank in downtown Louisville. President Biden's heading to Ireland and Northern Ireland for a 4-day trip. He'll mark the 25th anniversary of the U.S.-brokered Good Friday Agreement. Democrats will hold next year's national convention in Chicago, which beat out New York and Atlanta. Watching every NFL game this fall on YouTube TV will cost you $349 if you are already a subscriber. if not $449. DirecTV charged just under $300 for all the games last season. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with extended. While it feels like warfare on the streets of the United States with the latest shooting today in Washington, D.C., there are war games going on, and war games that threaten a military confrontation between the United States and China, which is almost too scary to contemplate. One of the top scholars on what is going on in China and what is going on with a possible confrontation over Taiwan is Dr. Oriana Schuyler-Mastro, who is a non-resident senior fellow at American Enterprise Institute, where she focuses on Chinese military and security policy in the Asia-Pacific. She's also a fellow at the Freeman Spogli Institute for International Studies at Stanford. Dr. Mastro, thank you for joining us. You said recently, answering a question for British TV, Sky News, I believe, that you believe there is a likelihood, they 60% chance, you said, that we would be going to war with China at some point in the next 10 years. Did I get that right?
Yes, that's correct. I think after about 2027, it's going to be more likely than not that this war is going to happen. What's really important to keep in mind, however, is why. While we have this increase in Chinese military activity right now around Taiwan, Taiwan's been in the news a lot with President Tsai's transit. The president of Taiwan transited through the United States. And U.S. policy on Taiwan has been center stage. It's not really because of increase of tensions between the United States and China. It's because the Chinese military has been preparing to do this for decades and decades, and they're finally reaching the ability potentially to take Taiwan by force. And so it really is the increased rhetoric in China, the discussion about whether it's time to launch this campaign, that has then led to the tensions about Taiwan between the United States and China.
Yeah, you've also written about Japan and the need, which it seems to me that Prime Minister Fumio Kishida of Japan seems to have gotten your message that they have to do more militarily in terms of equipment and mobilization to prepare for their own role in this kind of confrontation. Do you see some encouragement with Japan taking up more responsibility for security?
Of course, the steps that Japan is taking are significant, increasing their defense spending, preparing their own ability to strike China in case that China attacks Japan. And we see improvements in regional posturing across the Indo-Pacific, with Taiwan enhancing its own ability to defend itself, the Philippines agreeing to allow the United States to have more bases there. The problem is, in deterring China, there is a threshold that if we don't meet it, this war still happens. And so with the Japanese, while they're making improvements, most of that is directed towards the defense of Japan. And their politicians are not ready to say that they're willing to use any of that capability. Actually, they say probably that they're unwilling to use that capability to defend Taiwan. And so for this reason, I don't think the steps that they have taken are significant enough to change Beijing's calculus about Taiwan.
Today, Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, made an important comment, it seems to me, where he linked the defense of Taiwan, which he considers a crucial national priority, to success in defending Ukraine against some kind of Russian takeover. Do you think that that general conclusion is correct? Is that part of the only way to avert the war that you're warning the world about is to persist and to sustain the defense of Ukraine?
The bottom line is no. There is really very little connection between what's happening in Ukraine and what happens across the Taiwan Straits. International politics is very complicated, and leaders in countries, when they're trying to decipher what the United States might or might not do in certain contingencies, they understand that the United States has different interests across the world. In some cases, some things are important to us, and others are not so important. And so it doesn't mean that the United States has to be committed everywhere to the maximalist extent. Actually, our allies and partners historically are often not reassured by our commitment in other conflicts because it means we have less resources to defend them. So there's always this balance between sort of U.S. capabilities and U.S. commitment and resolve that can, in some cases, convince an adversary like Beijing, okay, the United States is all in on this Taiwan situation. But what we do with Ukraine doesn't really change Beijing's calculus on what we would do with Taiwan because they're just so just completely different scenarios.
Well, and also, you indicated you think that the chances of war are greatly maximized after 2027. And I don't speak to any of experts, any colleagues of yours at American Enterprise Institute who believe that the Ukraine war will persist past 2027. Colleagues of yours have written at AEI about the need for a Cold War strategy for China. What does that mean?
Well, I think what we have to keep in mind is it's very natural to compare what's happening between the United States and China to past historical events. Even the rise of China, scholars and policymakers will look at the rise of past countries to try to understand what's happening. I am finishing a book right now, however, in which I show that actually to become a great power, China has done things very differently than past countries over the past 25 years. And so in many cases, trying to pursue similar approaches to contend with the rise of China that the United States has pursued in other situations are just not going to work. I mean, first and foremost, because we've already done it once before, China understands that playbook. But on the broader spectrum, if the idea of a quote-unquote Cold War strategy is just mobilizing a whole-of-government effort and motivating the American people with a sense of urgency to improve our own resiliency, our own position, innovation, and role in the world, then absolutely that is something that needs to be done.
If a war were to begin at some point, especially in view of these recent war games and the very direct threats that the Chinese government seemed to make, I'm hoping you can help us understand how that will occur, and would it be launched by China?
So the bottom line is, if this war happens, it's because China has started it. And China is going to start it when the conditions are most favorable to them. That's why you might think of, you know, many different scenarios, but the one I'm most concerned about is one in which China feels like it can move and take Taiwan very quickly. And the war is over before the United States military can even mobilize an effort to defend Taiwan. In that scenario, it might be hard for a U.S. president to start a war against China when no war is currently ongoing, especially if casualties are relatively minimal on the island of Taiwan. And so that's the main scenario I think we need to worry about and deter. China doesn't want to fight a long war against the United States. That's not the one that they plan on starting, so that doesn't mean we won't get there. But that's what the United States needs to do, is show China this cannot be easy and it cannot be quick.
Dr. Oriana Schuyler Mastro of American Enterprise Institute, appreciate your time and your sobering but very wise words. You can read some of her most recent pieces that are posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back with more dangers to discern. Coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's dangerous for America, it's dangerous for the world.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better, your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
called DR Capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show, I mentioned to Dr. Mastro, who we just had on the air, that Kevin McCarthy had made a strong and, it seems to me, very welcome statement today about support for American continued aid and partnership with Ukraine. And here is what the Speaker of the House had to say. And he was saying it not just to Americans, not just to Republicans, not just his constituents, but saying it to the Russians. And yes, the Ukrainians as well. Listen to the Speaker of the House, clip 5.
I think what's happening in Ukraine is an atrocity, and I think Ukraine, not just Ukraine, the world has to win there. What Russia has done is wrong. In a phrase that I use, a blank check, I use that for anything. I look at every dollar of taxpayers that we would use, but the one thing I know that in Ukraine we have to win, because it also would save Taiwan at the same time.
And concerning what is going on in Taiwan, with some of the most elaborate war games that seem to actually predict or anticipate some kind of lightning strike by the very formidable Chinese forces against the island nation of Taiwan. This is David Ignatius on MSNBC talking to Morning Joe about what China's main foreign policy goal seems to be. Listen, clip 1.
Chinese have had as a principal foreign policy goal splitting the United States from Europe. That they've worked hard at it for several years. Macron's visit is the most tangible evidence that, yes, they can peel off a prominent American ally and get Macron to say friendly things. At the same time, on this trip, the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen was taking a quite different line, much less friendly toward Beijing, much more skeptical of Chinese goals.
All of this is going on at the same time. They are trying to enhance their own prestige and influence and association with other nations by trying to push using French power to urge China and Russia to actually put an end to the war in Ukraine, which means what? Which means basically pushing the Ukrainians to give up substantial amounts of their own territory, of their own national territory. There's also the war at home, if you want. I mean, and it's not a real war, and it's not about real issues, but it's a real disaster, which is the New York Times is reporting that the Manhattan District Attorney, the now famous, suddenly, Alvin Bragg, the same prosecutor who brought the indictment against President Trump with the 34 counts on the hush money issue, that Manhattan District Attorney today sued Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, one of the members of Congress who was closest to President Trump, in an extraordinary step intended to keep congressional Republicans from interfering in the Manhattan District Attorney's criminal case against former President Donald J. Trump. It is a 50-page suit, which means that it's longer than the fact sheets, statement of facts, or the indictment that was issued against President Trump. The 50-page suit, which was filed in federal court in the Southern District of New York, accuses Congressman Jordan of a brazen and unconstitutional attack on the prosecution of Mr. Trump and a transparent campaign to intimidate and attack the district attorney, Alvin L. Bragg. Mr. Bragg last week unveiled 34 felony charges against President Trump that stem from the former president's attempts to cover up a potential sex scandal involved during and after the 2016 presidential campaign. The reason that I said so clearly that this is a disaster is because we have an election coming up. And really, do we want the election to have as its primary focus the alleged criminal activity of a former president? Or controversies that are, in this case, controversies is old already. The statute of limitations had worn out for felony charges, which is why they have to use that special means of bumping up misdemeanor charges to a felony charge. The entire idea that we are going to be focused for the next 2 years on charges against Donald Trump and various grievances that Donald Trump has experienced where he wants to fight back. The whole idea about dealing with that rather than dealing with the fact that we have this desperately increasing decline, an accelerating decline in our life expectancy because our kids are getting killed in drug addictions and in suicides and in homicides. Instead of dealing with that, instead of dealing with the drug overdoses that we're experiencing, instead of dealing with the dangers from China, which is an imperialist power, and Russia, which is an imperialist power, and Iran, which is accelerating its ability to create nuclear weapons. Instead of that, we seem to be wrapped up with old Trump scandals. And it's both sides that seem to be just so drawn to those scandals. They're also drawn to issues like the marketing of Bud's Light, marketing Bud's Light by emphasizing transgenderism. But guess what? There is a powerful piece that has gotten a great deal of attention, and actually I think deserves that attention, a powerful piece that appeared in the New York Times by a very prominent biologist who explains why, whether you like it or not, sex is binary. In an effort to confuse the issue, writes Colin Wright, he writes that gender ideologues cite rare, ambiguous intersex cases. How rare are they really? We'll speak to him coming up on the Medved Show. We'll also speak about a new bomb that seems set to get off and threatens the entire future of humanity. Remember the population bomb that Paul Ehrlich wrote about way back in the 70s? There is now a depopulation bomb. And we will be dealing with that also with Joel Kotkin joining us later on this show. And is there such a thing as homeless by choice? And what about the ongoing struggle over abortifacient drugs? Is it a drug that has been commonly used all around the country, and that has actually greatly reduced the number of surgical abortions, and has been used safely and approved virtually everywhere? Is that now, because of one judge's decision in Texas, going to have to go to the Supreme Court for resolution? Well, there's that issue as well. And how is the issue of abortion working for Republicans who will be not only running for president, but in a range, in a very broad range of other issues? We will be getting to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. And that's after we speak to Professor Colin Wright, who is an evolutionary biologist, an advisor for the Society for Evidence-Based Gender Medicine, and founding editor of Reality's Last Stand, and also a fellow of the Manhattan Institute. Extraordinarily important to get the perspective correctly. Remember when they asked Ketanji Brown Jackson during her confirmation hearing, how would you define woman? And she said, well, I can't really do that. I'm not a biologist. Colin Wright is, and he'll help with those definitions coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Sign up today for the free Medved newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedved.com.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.